The city's gunnery emplacements had fallen silent. The demons hollered and whooped, reveling in the breaking of the defenders' spirits and anticipating the carnage to come. Foul, relentless, and unyielding, they had poisoned and corrupted this world, and soon the last stronghold would fall. They spread out over the plains to encircle the capital, trampling over the forgotten, fly-blown corpses of the Grey Knights that had fallen to the Death Lord's sickening miasma as they went. It was the site of Geronitan's folly, and it was there that Drago needed to be. Torvus, Krom, and Drago appeared a few feet above ground level in the midst of the plague horde, with a sharp wave of displacement that hurled the demons' putrescent bodies away in all directions. Crashing down, the three of them laid about with bolter and psionic blast, driving the enemy back even further.
Where is it?
Drago shouldered a gaggle of bloated beasts aside, driving his fist cleanly through the brittle skull of their champion and putting down another with precise bolter fire.
I sense nothing. The demonic presence is stifling.
The three of them edged back to back, moving together as they fought. They had precious little time. Krom lashed out with his twin falchions, striking the head from an emaciated revenant as he turned. Expecting the putrid body to topple, he was caught off guard by the sudden projectile eruption of bilious fluid that coursed from the thing's ruptured belly. It doused his faceplate, hissing and steaming as it ate into the seals at his neck and shoulders, and he stumbled backwards to the ground. Drago made to shield Krom while he recovered his footing, but the Grand Master suddenly pointed away into the mud.
There it is!
Down in the filth of the battlefield lay Geronitan's blade, the Titan's sword. Drago snatched it up before removing his armored helm.
Quickly, Torvus!
The librarian lowered his head and threw out an invisible wall of energy that separated them from the horde and even the swarms of carrion insects that sparked and fizzed against its surface. His gauntleted hands trembled with the effort, but the shield held. Tearing his own damaged helmet free, Krom scrambled over to Drago, who sank to one knee. Surrounded by the clamoring servants of the plague god, he took his oath.
Kaldor Drago, do you accept your role in this? Will you take up the mantle of Chapter Lord and Supreme Grand Master, dedicating yourself to the final command of the Sigilite?
I will.
Do you put aside all other claims upon your honor, all personal concerns and petty mortal rivalries? Will you employ every weapon and methodology in the destruction of our enemies, even unto the terminus decree?
I will.
Do you pledge yourself in this oath without any thought of evasion and secure in the knowledge that only in death will your duty end?
Drago gripped the blade tightly.
On this matter and by this weapon, I so swear.
Good. Here.
Krom thrust his hand out, the palm upon Drago's brow. Time seemed to slow. Their souls met. Drago felt the passing of something. Something cold, barbed, and ancient. Krom released the knowledge to him with the care of an ironsmith handing over a white-hot brand. And he took it into his own mind, swathed in layers of obfuscating thought. Just for the barest fraction of an instant, Drago tried to see what it was, but it burned him with a flash like a mental supernova, and he recoiled. As Krom had said, this truth was for him to carry, but never to know for himself. And he buried it deep down in the most unassailable part of his subconscious. Torvus grunted.
Lord Drago, I can't hold them back any longer!
Drago replaced his helm and whirled the sword around.
Go! Get him to safety!
But you need me to...
I am quite sure it no longer matters. Just go! Destiny will have to wait.
Before Krom could protest, he and the librarian vanished. The shield collapsed, and Drago barreled into the waiting horde.